This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
I have got to get that intro redone. Disregard who it's being presented by, would you? Hour number two. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty you can't possibly comprehend. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Another reminder for those of you that are the ninjas, the listeners, there's a deal for you, an exclusive deal. If you're looking to train, if you need some 5.56 ammo, at ammunitiondepot.com. All Federal American Eagle XM 855 green tip product to you exclusively is 10% off with promo code lock and load or lock and load. But wait, there's more. Orders over $200 ship free, and you get a 5 cent rebate on every round. So that takes the overall price per round down to a quarter. So that means a regular case of ammo, which would go for $400, would go for $250. And shipping is free. Nothing but savings. Go get on that. Get some ammunition so you can go and train. I know there's a lot of ARs out there. They need to be shot. I frequently hear about abused, desperately scared women. And we'll hear about them that use a firearm effectively to defend their life and their children's lives. And when that happens, I can't help but wonder how the so-called gun safety advocates would have wanted things to turn out. While they will almost never admit it publicly, most of them want a world without guns. For these at-risk women, it means a world without protection. Because it's not about gun safety for these anti-gun advocates. This is a... That's where the NRA comes in. Gun ban advocates refuse to accept or acknowledge the simple and unavoidable fact that if their dangerous dream were ever realized, it would leave the weak helpless to the desires of the strong. The rules of the Stone Age would dominate again. And this would leave, and this is significant, this would leave the vast majority of women defenseless against male attackers. Once a fight becomes physical, a stronger male will nearly always dominate the weaker female. There may be exceptions, possibly like people like Ronda Rousey or, you know, who could, you know. But that's an exception. And this is why the nature of a firearm as a defensive tool is so important. It allows physical distance to be maintained. Guns are, without question, the most efficient of defensive tools. One of the common catchphrases from the gun ban crowd is that guns should be confiscated and melted into sculptures in the public square because they're used in half of all domestic violence murders. What they seem to miss is that this necessarily means that half of those murders involve hands and feet and knives and ropes and hammers and other improvised contact weapons. Do you really believe that the other half of these rage-motivated murders wouldn't happen if the guns were melted? You would hope they aren't that naive or stupid, whichever the case is. The truth is, a operable firearm gives an at-risk woman a fighting chance. past week, the New Hampshire Attorney General's office reported individuals do have the right to protect themselves, and that's what Nicole Carney did. They announced that they would not prosecute Nicole for shooting and killing her estranged and abusive husband, Michael Carney, this past February. She, thankfully, chose to ignore the shrill voices that come from groups like the Moms Demand Attention and the Violence Policy Center and availed herself of what she knew was her one and only fighting chance. She and her husband had been married for 7 years. She had finally decided to separate herself and her two children from the violence. He had thought she was living with her mother, but on the day of his demise, he had learned through an inadvertent disclosure from his internet service company that she had bought a new house and was living in a different town. He became enraged that she was now clearly moving on with her life and texted and called to demand that she meet with him. She refused, and he told her that he would see her regardless of her wishes. So she armed herself with her adult son's rifle. He was not there with her, but she called to tell him that was the only means of protection she had available. She had never shot the rifle or one like it before, so had to resort to Google to determine how the gun functioned. And she versed herself in its loading and operation and kept it with her for the rest of the day because she was concerned that the police could not respond in a timely manner due to the snowstorm that was hammering the area. And she was right to be worried about the response time. As her fear became unbearable, she called the police 3 times over 40 minutes, with the last call reporting that she had shot Michael. Her mind raced when she finally heard his voice coming from within her new home. She knew all the doors and windows were locked. None of it made sense, and it was later determined he had kicked in the door of an attached garage. This is the kind of thing that you normally only know about in a horror movie. So there's no doubt she could once again hear the echoes of his past threats. If I can't have you, no one can. I will bash your head in. I will kill you. And she wasn't as worried about her own safety as she was about that of her 5-year-old daughter who was upstairs with her. She knew that her daughter was scared to death of Michael. She knew that Michael's own sister constantly feared that he would eventually kill both Nicole and her daughter. And as he approached the staircase, she knew she would be powerless against him if he made it to the top, where she had taken up a defensive position with the rifle. He was 6'4" tall and weighed more than 220 pounds. She warned him to leave many times, but instead he began to climb the stairs, and he was irate. Nicole had already determined a line on the stairs that he would not be allowed to cross, and she shot him once, and he yelled in pain, and she imagined him becoming only angrier and being fueled by adrenaline, so she shot again, and his body slid down the stairs, and then she ran to the bedroom where she had had mobile phone reception on the rural property. She did not know that he would never again be a threat to her or her daughter, because the shots to the upper torso and the head killed him. She had planned to get a restraining order the next day, but that was no longer necessary. She regrets having shot him, but the self-defense experts I know would all agree that she had no other viable option. Even without training, her chosen course of action was textbook. Like many abuse victims, she had probably convinced herself that things would have changed if he had just one more chance. It's doubtful that his own sister would agree based upon things she told the AG's office during the investigation. What would the gun control advocates have wanted here? What do you think would have happened if Michael had reached the top of the stairs in the snowstorm with no police on the way to save the day like in the movies? She and her daughter would have been murdered. And that's disturbing to consider, but many firearms prohibitionists would argue that it would be okay if these few, like Nicole, who acted aggressively in self-defense, were sacrificed, if many others who were killed by abusers who used guns were saved. It's a fantasy land, and the savage, deranged abuser would magically choose not to kill by all the other means available to them if only the civilian gun possession were permanently prohibited. That was textbook. Well done for Nicole Carney. Don't be in that position. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty the likes of which you've never seen. I mean, there's so many different ways to set this up. Set up the holsters, set up the magazine carriers. The contact series, which I'm getting ready to do, the assaulter belt. I've started shooting for the video review of that. That's all just the greatest of stuff. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. For all of you that want to train and you need some ammunition, you have a deal waiting for you if you are a Lock and Load listener. At ammunitiondepot.com, Federal American Eagle XM 855 Green Tip products to you. And you exclusively is 10% off if you use promo code Lock and Load or Lock and Load. That code expires on Monday at midnight. Altogether with this, you're going to get free shipping on orders over $200. You're going to get a built-in rebate at 5 cents a round, and it's going to take it down to 25 cents a round, and that is the cheapest you're going to find this kind of ammo anywhere in the United States this weekend. It doesn't get any cheaper than this. This is a crazy deal. The only problem with this deal is I can't buy any of it. But you can, and you should. Get out there and go train. Get out there and go shoot. And do it with some ammo that doesn't break you. Save $150 a case. Go do it. AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, the left is always wanting to publish a study that everybody will believe that shows that people owning guns leads to gun violence. Or to violence. Because gun violence is violence. I don't like violence myself. They have enlisted a guy named John J. Donahue. He's a Stanford University professor. And he's released a study in which he claims to demonstrate that right to carry laws increase violent crime. And at the same time, they quote him as saying, or L.A. Times quotes him as saying, he just wished, or he just, if he had just better information about the people who commit crimes that have right to carry permits, but he blames the NRA for his inability to find the needed information. And maybe it's just me, but it appears problematic to produce a study on the violence allegedly caused by right to carry, all the while admitting that you don't have access to information on real-world right to carry permit holders. How does that work? How does that actually work out? He told the Times he could not find more data on individual right to carry permit holders because the NRA has done quite an effective job in getting laws passed to prevent the release of that information. That's a bunch of junk because states handle that. He said they obviously do it because they think it will hurt their image to have right to carry permit holders identified as criminals. States do that. As a matter of fact, in my state, it's run by SLED, and SLED is a state law enforcement division, and they are as anti-gun as the day is long. And if they thought they could get away and make us look bad, they would do it. They'd release it in a heartbeat. So there's some really big problems with his claim. His excuse for not finding more information on right to carry is actually an assertion of the very point he's unable to prove for lack of information on said permit holders. He's admitting that he lacks information that gives him details on more right to carry permit holders. Yet he asserts that the NRA is working to hide this information because public knowledge of permit holders' criminal activity would hurt their image. So he's accusing the NRA of hiding news he could not find, but then he assumes that the news is bad. And then he accuses the NRA of hiding bad news to protect their image. Second big problem is that his claim that the NRA is hiding news is the fact that he does not provide the Times with any substantiation for the claim. The third huge problem is that the information he says the NRA is hiding is actually available and has been released by the Crime Prevention Research Center. In Oregon, which is a shall-issue state, they show that the percentage of Oregon permit holders who were convicted of any type of felony, violent or nonviolent, in 2016 was 0.0074%. And moreover, they stress that these cases are unlikely to have involved firearms. Then there's Oklahoma. And the percentage of permit holders convicted of a felony in 2016 was 0.0071%. 2015, 0.0062%. 2014, 0.0069%. Minnesota, percentage of concealed permit holders convicted of assault in 2016 was zero. The percentage convicted in 2015 was zero. Percentage in 2014, zero. And the list goes on and on. So the point is simply that the information on right to carry permit holders is available, and without it, a study on the dangers of right to carry law seems to be a bridge too far. John Lott commented that his claims that permit holders are committing violent crimes at high rates, usually his claim rests on them committing aggravated assaults with firearms, but the evidence from state police shows that permit holders are incredibly law-abiding. His response is that somehow all the police departments across the U.S. are making mistakes and missing out on these crimes, but he offers no evidence of the claim. Okay, let's go to Texas. In 2016, 0.00067% of the permit holders were convicted of an aggravated assault. And there's the presumption that some of the 1.2 million permit holders in Texas would have committed such a crime even if concealed handgun permits weren't allowed. So there's a reason that over two-thirds of published reviewed studies find that right to carry laws reduce violent crime rates in the U.S. All but one other paper, another by these authors, has claimed that right to carry laws exert no bad influence on any violent crime rates. And Donahue keeps making the same statistical mistake over and over again, and he never even bothers to explain why he's ignoring these critiques. He's talking in a vacuum just to hear himself make a lot of noise. In addition to all those problems, it's also noteworthy to point out that concealed carry permit holders, whether in right-to-carry states or not, pass a background check to acquire that permit. And they're required to demonstrate knowledge regarding when it is legal to use deadly force and when it is not. And all of this is to say that gun controllers are ubiquitously after illegal guns and illegal gun owners. If that's what they're saying, then concealed permit holders don't fit into those categories. Sorry, buddy. You know, gun people that own guns are bad people, but I can't prove it. But they are. You know why they are. Let me publish a paper. Nobody needs to review it. No peer review for me. Just, hey, LA Times, I'm available for an interview. That's essentially what happened there. When we get back, in Washington, D.C., the Second Amendment has won yet again. Where are you, Supreme Court? It's time to get involved. This is Lock and Load.
Of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, customers, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty, a selection, so many combinations. I mean, it's just the craziest stuff. TacticalHolsters.com. For those of you looking for a deal, if you are a Lock and Load listener, this is exclusive to you this weekend. Ammunition Depot. All XM 855 green tip product, all quantities. That's on sale to you and you alone. Promo code Lock and Load or Lock and Load, either one, all one word, will get you 10% off whichever package you pick. But there's more to it than this. On all orders over $200, you're going to get free shipping. When you're shipping ammo, which gets sort of heavy, that saves you a whole lot of money. And you have a built-in 5-cent per round rebate, which takes the price down to 25 cents a round, where you're not going to find Federal American Eagle XM 855 at that price anywhere in the United States this weekend. That is the cheapest, the best price out there. AmmunitionDepot.com. Go buy you some ammo. Washington, D.C., on more than one occasion, they've gone to the courts, which is where a lot of leftists like to legislate, and they have affirmed the right to keep and bear arms. Now, right now in D.C., while we wait to see what the appeals do, you don't have to holster your Second Amendment rights anymore. Right now, D.C. is basically becoming a shall-issue state, or shall-issue area. They're not a state, they're a district. So, states like California, they don't have the same ability that D.C. residents now do to protect themselves. But this coming out of the District of Columbia Circuit Court of Appeals, it threw out a D.C. ordinance that denied concealed carry permits to anyone who could not show a special need for self-defense, which is referred to as good cause. The problem is that other courts of appeal have upheld such restrictive laws, and the U.S. Supreme Court has turned down appeals of these decisions, refusing to take up the issue of the Second Amendment's application to carrying a weapon outside of the home. Now, this happened most recently at the very end of the Supreme Court's 2017 term in June, when they refused to take up Peruta versus California, an appeal of a decision of the Ninth Circuit upholding California's good reason judgment. In a very scathing dissent, Clarence Thomas, joined by Neil Gorsuch, castigated the other justices for treating the Second Amendment as a disfavored right. He said it was long past time for the court to decide this issue and that he found it extremely improbable that the framers understood the Second Amendment to protect little more than carrying a gun from the bedroom to the kitchen. In the opinion over the D.C. concealed carry law, written by Judge Thomas Griffith of the D.C. Circuit, Griffith pointed out that the U.S. Supreme Court's first in-depth examination of the Second Amendment occurred in 2008, the Heller decision, where the court threw out D.C.'s complete ban on handguns as unconstitutional. He said that decision is younger than the first iPhone. Supreme Court did not outline how the Second Amendment applies to the carrying of a weapon in public, but as Griffith says, Heller reveals the Second Amendment erects some absolute barriers that no gun law may breach. After Heller, D.C. implemented a complete ban on concealed carry. That was struck down in 2014 in Palmer versus District of Columbia. They then responded by restricting concealed carry permits only to those who could show a good reason to fear injury. That required showing a special need for self-protection distinguishable from the general community as supported by evidence of specific threats or previous attacks. So if you lived in a high-crime neighborhood, that wasn't good enough reason for a concealed carry permit under that regulation. In essence, you had to prove you had a good reason to exercise your constitutional right. That's bizarre. And it's unique in American constitutional jurisprudence. They argued in D.C., absurdly enough, that its ordinance did not violate any constitutional right because the Second Amendment doesn't apply outside of the home. And Judge Griffith dismissed this claim, saying that the fact that the need for self-defense is most pressing in the home doesn't mean that self-defense at home is the only right at the Second Amendment's core. Obviously, the need for self-defense might arise beyond as well as within the home, and further, the Second Amendment's text protects the right to bear as well as to keep arms. Thus, it's natural that the core of the Second Amendment includes a law-abiding citizen's right to carry a common firearm for self-defense beyond the home. Now, even under Heller, governments can apply regulations on the possession of carrying of firearms that are long-standing, such as bans on possession by felons or bans on carrying near sensitive sites. But preventing carrying in public is not a long-standing tradition or rule. And this goes into detail discussing the long American and English history applicable to weapons and self-defense, going back as far as the Statute of Northampton of 1328, whose text, as the court says, will remind Anglophiles of studying Canterbury Tales in the original. But the state of the law in Chaucer's England, or for that matter Shakespeare's or Cromwell's, is not decisive here. What is decisive is that the Supreme Court established in Heller that by the time of the founding, the pre-existing right enshrined by the amendment had ripened to include carrying more broadly than the district contends based on its readings of the 14th century statute. According to Griffith, the individual right to carry common firearms beyond the home for self-defense, even in densely populated areas, even for these lacking special self-defense needs, falls within the core of the protection. Unfortunately, that has not been the case when it comes to good reason. It's happened and that's been upheld many times. So But they drew together all the pieces of its analysis in this way. At the Second Amendment's core lies the right of responsible citizens to carry guns for personal self-defense beyond the home, subject to long-standing restrictions. Those traditional limits include friends, licensing requirements, but not bans on carrying in urban areas like D.C., or bans on carrying absent a special need for self-defense. In fact, the amendment's core, at a minimum, shields a typically situated citizen's ability to carry common arms generally. And the good reason law is necessarily a total ban on exercises of that constitutional right for most D.C. residents. And that's enough to sink the law under Heller. One of the judges on the D.C. panel, Karen LaCraft Henderson, dissented, arguing that the core right in the Second Amendment is only to possess a firearm in your home. She saw no problem with the good reason requirement. That dissent, along with the contrary decisions of other appeals courts, shows why the Supreme Court needs to follow Clarence Thomas's admonition and finally settle the issue. Thomas said in his dissent in Peruta, "For those of us who work in marble halls, guarded constantly by a vigilant and dedicated police force, the guarantees of the Second Amendment might seem superfluous, but the framers made a clear choice. They reserve to all Americans the right to bear arms for self-defense. I do not think we should stand by idly while a state denies its citizens that right, particularly when their very lives may depend upon it." So it was written, so it was said. We're going to see what happens now, because this will have to be appealed. They're either going to let it stand, which I... Given how many times they have changed and morphed, this is the first time they've ever just been slam dunked. They have been slam dunked this time. They can't get out there and say, well, you got to have a good cause and we might issue you. They can't get out there and say, we're going to ban this. Can't do any of that anymore. When we get back, we're going to look at the so-called Charleston loophole that they want to close. This is Lock and Load.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies, stopping the inflammation they create, and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it, and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com. The most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
This kind of quality we're talking about is all backed up by a warranty that you can simply cannot believe. I mean, I've got holsters that I've had for 5 years that if they went bad right now, they would honor the warranty. That is what they do. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. For all of you that are looking to train, for all of you that are listening right now, I have a deal for you that is only for you. It's unique in the United States today. It's unique only to the people that are carrying the show. It's unique to the people listening to the show. It's unique to the people who are going to get the podcast because you are all ninjas. And for the ninjas, Ammunition Depot has decided to offer you this. 10% off of all Federal American Eagle XM 855 Green Tip product, all size packages, whichever one it is, 10% off with promo code Lock and Load or Lock and Load. Both are going to work. Free shipping on any package over on any order over $200. And a built-in 5 cent a round rebate, taking the price per round down to 25 cents. That's the cheapest price you're going to find this in the United States. 25 cents a round for XM 855. Green tip. AmmunitionDepot.com. That code will be good through Monday at midnight. Go buy some ammo. The gun control advocates, they've got a new House measure that has been proposed by the lonely South Carolina Democrat to end the default to proceed practice in pending gun background checks. The default to proceed is basically this. If you go for a background check and they don't come back saying you can't buy it in 3 days, they have to sell it to you. If they come back after 5 days or 10 days or 20 days and say you couldn't have bought it, then there is a mechanism in place whereby the ATF goes and gets that gun. Okay? Now, U.S. Representative James Clyburn, who is the lone Democrat in South Carolina, and pretty useless. He's been so senior and doing nothing that when the the Democrats had the House. He was made the assistant whip or the assistant something or something. You know, never, not a position that ever existed prior to this. It was sort of like the office of the president-elect that Barack Obama, you know, erected in his to honor himself. Clyburn introduced H.R. 3464 last month to prohibit licensed dealers from transferring firearms to buyers before completing a background check. The dealers don't complete it. The FBI completes it. The NICS completes it. Now, they're saying that this addresses an issue identified in the aftermath of the 2015 mass shooting at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, a district that Clyburn represents. The shooter, who had a pending drug charge, obtained his firearm months before after his three-day delay expired without the FBI able to confirm that he was a prohibited possessor. Well, there's a little bit more to it than that, but Clyburn said in a statement, the Background Check Completion Act will guarantee that no gun is sold by a licensed dealer until a background check is completed. My bill is a common-sense fix to our nation's gun laws, and I will call on my colleagues in Congress to move it immediately towards passage. Under federal guidelines, which Clyburn voted for, okay, this is all part of the Brady bill, the background check system and everything. None of that existed prior to Bill Clinton, okay? Clyburn voted for it. Clyburn's been in there a long time. Under federal guidelines, licensed firearm dealers can transfer a gun immediately after issued a proceed authorization through the NICS check system. In cases where the FBI gives a delay, it's up to the dealer whether to go through with the transfer after three business days. Clyburn's bill, now with 22 Democrats signed on as co-sponsors, aims to strip away that ability, only allowing a gun to be transferred by a federal firearms licensee following a completion of a successful check. Here's the problem with this. That three-day period is put in place as a check against government. We just had a parade of clowns going around here wanting a 28-day period where you had to wait. Where did that number come from? Why not 5? Why not 22? They wanted to go around claiming that and completely ignoring the whole part where this is a check. Gun control groups backed by Bloomberg last week applauded the South Carolina lawmakers' efforts, arguing it is too easy for criminals to get guns through incomplete background checks. Criminals don't go to gun shops. They don't go through background checks. If they did, well, at least under Obama anyway, I mean, what was the last data I saw? There were 77,000 turndowns. 94% of them were false negatives, and then they only prosecuted 13. Out of the original 77,000. 13. So criminals aren't going to Academy Sports to get the really good deal on the, you know, Smith & Wesson M&P Shield with the rebate. They're not doing that. Criminals, when they buy a gun, they don't care what kind of gun they get. They want a bullet launcher. So we get this from Everytown President John Feinblatt in a statement. Clyburn's legislation would improve the criminal background check system by barring retailers from greenlighting gun sales until a full background check has been completed. A common-sense fix that will keep the thousands of guns out of the hands of convicted felons, domestic abusers, and the dangerously mentally ill. I thought Obama was going to improve the NICS system. Isn't that what I heard? I was around when that happened. I'm almost certain I heard that. The background check system only hassles buyers. It doesn't hassle the criminals. Because if you fail a background check in a gun shop, you're not arrested. Trade representatives from the gun industry and the Second Amendment groups have argued only a tiny portion of total background check delays result in actions for firearm retrievals by law enforcement, and that removing the current default would give the FBI power to deny firearms transfers without having to substantiate them, in effect installing a valve that could be used to close the pipeline to legal gun sales if so desired. And they hold it would be more productive to fix the issues with the NICS database. What a great idea. This is Clyburn voted for this. He voted for the NICS. Current proposal has been referred to the House Committee on the Judiciary, but action in the Republican-controlled body is unlikely. Both House and Senate measures introduced in 2015 never left the committee. And similar measures have been introduced at the state level in Delaware, Oregon, and South Carolina. Okay. Good idea. Everything that you've supported, which you now say isn't enough, which we told you wouldn't be enough, you now say is not enough, and now you want more. Which we've been telling you, and we've been telling everybody when you make these proposals, that you're going to come back later and say it wasn't enough. We got to have more. And here you are showing up saying it's not enough. We got to have more. Just makes you look bad, boys. It really does. And getting behind Clyburn. Clyburn is a worthless waste of a suit. He looks like a falling apart Don King. Except his hair is receding really fast. He's constantly looking around, all kinds of stern and everything else. Won't show up for nothing. Won't be interviewed by anybody. The graft, the corruption that permeates his district is stuff of legend here in South Carolina. And grasping at this straw, it would be beneath most people. It's not beneath him, because he's a gun grabber. Gun grabbers do that. They grasp at straws. Whatever straw they can get just makes me angry. But hey, takes all kinds. We just got to, with this kind of guy, we got to constantly remain vigilant. We got to constantly keep pushing back. Hour number three is looming. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.